price will give you an idea of the psalm mallet there. That something like Nageyas Haloch Lamaisa, someone poured wine into the mikveh. Or you have circumstances there which Chazal didn't know about. There. There's a scandal going on today about lead pipes. About lead pipes, about lead poisoning in the water in, where is that town?
Flint, Michigan.
Huh?
Flint, Michigan.
Right. Okay. There, I assume that the water was not discolored by the lead. Lead doesn't discolor water, it just poisons the water. But very often, we happen in New York too, because of some malfunction in a purification plant, the water comes out rusty. Has that ever happened to you personally? You turn on a faucet and the water is not clear. That's a shinu mare. It's clearly, it doesn't look like water, it looks brown, it looks yellow, right, okay. That was the last thing that we learned quickly. I just caught back up there to there. Chav Gimel, we're really up to Lamed already, but look at Chav Gimel. Ein gimel lugen poslin, elem kein yiu shomayim amareyim aramayim. The psul of gimel lugen, again, let's see people, what you remember the halachas. What's the psul? You got it?
Yeah.
Chav gimel. What's the psul of Gimel Lugin? When did Gimel Lugin pass the mikveh? No, people, quick. That shouldn't cause any thinking.
When there isn't 40 saw in the mikveh.
Okay. When there isn't 40 saw, Gimel Lugin will pass the mikveh. He says, but only if what? Mareim, it looks like water. Lefikol gimel lugim maim shenofon sochon yayin. I was preparing cocktails, and I have now a mixture of water with whatever they put into cocktails, right? And that was thrown into the mikveh before the mikveh had memso. Barei, marei, and mariyayin, shenofel mikveh, lo pasluah. Bechein shlosh lugin chaserim kolshu, shenofel asocha mat cholov. There was no gimel lugin, there was only 2.5 lugin. Right? And he's making some milk soup, whatever it is. And he added milk. Okay. Nofel mikveh, chosel. Lo pasul, and we went into a mikveh that didn't have memso, it didn't pasul, because it didn't look like water. So again, I said it too quickly, I think you all caught it though. What was Gimel Lugin? Where's the Gimel Lugin start? Even the Achayim don't emphasize it, where it came from. Right? But I told you, remember, why did I ask the Gimel Lugin? Why they ask the Gimel Lugin to pass the mikveh? Why should Gimel Lugin pass the water in the mikveh? I have 39 saw in the mikveh, and I put in Gimel Lugin. The whole mikveh is possible. Right? Why is bottle below? What should be possible? So remember, it has to do with the history of mikveh. You call?
And people would think that. What?
Shlo elu metarin and ela elu metarin, because of the filthy mikvos, that was all they had. Remember, we spent much of our national life under somebody's anti-Semitic thumb. And therefore we have a whole history of how we make do, right, under stressful conditions. So therefore the Gemara Lugin have to do with the mikveh that wasn't so clean. And they washed themselves. They wouldn't wash themselves with milk. Didn't wash themselves with wine. Right. So the whole Gimel Lugin is not shayach, except we're dealing with clear water. Because that was what tempted them to wash themselves. That's all he's saying, right?
Can you explain that, Rebbe, one more time?
Yes. And since, according to many of the Achonim, the whole Gzeira was based upon the isul that they made not to allow a woman to wash herself after she goes from the mikveh, because of the historical record that we had, that we were times where we had to use mikvos that were not too clean, that were stagnant pools used over and over again, right? Largely because we were under the evil control of a hateful nation, and they didn't let us perform our mitzvahs.
Okay, Rebbe, so there were dirty mikvos.
So therefore they would wash themselves with cold water after they came out of the mikveh. And after a while, it developed, they would say, lo elu mitarin, lo elu mitarin.
Okay.
What makes you kosher is not the filthy water, but the clean water later. Therefore, they asked them washing with clean water.
So Gimel Lugin is an arbitrary number, but the reason why Gimel Lugin was to not confuse clean water with mikveh water.
That's so arbitrary. Gimel Lugin is just as we have Memsor is a shear called Gufo Olabo, right? Enough to dunk on average body. Gimel Lugin was enough shower water, enough to wash an average body. That's where the Gimel Lugin came from.
Okay. Thank you, Rebbe.
Therefore, it's not that it wasn't kosher water. I have Gimel Lugin in which some milk was put in, so it's milky looking. It didn't make the Gimel Lugin into Mayim Shuvim, into Mayim Einam Shuvim. The Mayim is still Mayim Shuvim. It's still not kosher water. But so what? So what if some no kosher water mixed into a mikveh that has 39 saw? You can tiny, it shouldn't complete the memsor, but you cannot give me a reason why I should ask for the 39 saw. So after that, I will take a clean bottle of water and I will add clean water. Then it should be memsor. So no, it's mayim shuvim. Therefore, you have to add good water, mayim make shomim, in order to complete the memsor. But the idea that by putting in some form of mayim shuvim, of gimel lugim of mayim shuvim, that should puzzle the 39 saw of the mikveh. You have to throw the whole mikveh out. That's a special gzeira d'rabbanan. That was not made on any liquid only on water. But another liquid, chain maro kamaramayim, that's what we're up to you. On Monday there. Okay, Chof Gimel. You with us? All these, that's the key halacha, right? All these are just repetitive halachas, right? Next halacha that's relevant is Chovov. What if I have a mikveh? We have a problem. Got to sell Hilchos Mikvos to a new generation. So I have a bright idea. Right, I'm going to make a mikveh, and the water will be not hard to do. Will be dyed blue. Right. Very attractive. Right, women will like to go into a mikveh where it is. Way to get a nice blue color. Can you do that? They knew about tzeva, they knew about dyes that need very little to color water. So this Chovav Hoyebo Memso Benofol Socha Yayin Bidishtan Nemarov Shelchesio. Right. Imembo Maramayim. Memso areze lo yitvul bo. Watch the language, right? What's that lotion? Lo yitvul bo. Okay. It doesn't sound like the lotion used. Also, by it's. The water has to be changed. That's a gzeira de rabbanon. Why? Because it doesn't look like water. But there's nothing. You can't find a reason why. A little bit of tzeva didn't convert the water into maim shuvim.
So the lashon here, it says nafal l'socham. Yeah. Like it was accidentally, but if
what if
someone's putting it in?
No, no one says you should. My idea of putting it into chatzchil, that was not an offer, right? What about mikveh shenishtano mara maimo machmas hatzmo b'nofo b'dobo? Hareza kosher. What's that miracle? What happened? Have a mikveh clean water and suddenly. The water changed. Right. I hope so. The best example of that is what I told you. That Mayon I've been referring to on the way to Kever Shmuel. It's always covered with a green algae. Right. It looks green. Yeah. But that's Machmas Hatzmo. I know where it comes from. It comes from live little algae. That are in there, that give the green color. Yeah, but that's natural. That's a natural event. Right? It doesn't pass the limit. Now, Chavchas. I was out in the Levaya yesterday. An hour and a half. And while they were covering the grave, because the earth there had been sitting in overnight in the rain and the cold. They couldn't dig it up, even. The Chofres, Ein Shino Mare Posel Ela Bemek Shomim Shinaso Mikve. Abo Mayan, Ein O Nifsel Be Shino Mare. Right. Below Ode. Ela. I feel a mikve she nifsel. Bem Hivshra Ela Me Mayan Ha Mayan Mitar Oso. I feel a Chosna Mareim. They were not Geyser on a Mayan. These are all the Rabbanans. They were not Geyser on a Mayan. Therefore, if it becomes a Mayan, it could be discolored. How does it become a Mayan? I have a Mayan, and I connect my mikveh to the Mayan. That doesn't change the color of the mikveh. Mikveh is still off color. But now it's connected to a Mayan. The off-color doesn't apply to a Maya. It's all a chatzili. You shouldn't go into water that's colored because you don't know, is it Mayim or not? It could be meshuvim, right, from a wine press, from an olive press, and so on. If, however, you make hamshochot to a Mayan, no shailin. On a Mayan, we didn't go is it anything. Okay, you follow that one? Again. Shinumare is only on a mikveh. Our Mayan in an ipsil with Shinumare. Right? Therefore, if I have a mikveh with a Shinumare and I connect it to a Mayan, it has a Shem Mayan in Halacha of Mayan there. Therefore, the concern for Shinumare disappears also. Even though it didn't change color because I connected to the Mayan, it still looks green. And Choftes, that's the end of this of the Shinumara one, which they say is halacha lemaiseh. I've had the shayla a mikra on the Lower East Side, where the lady filled up the mikra, right, and it was discolored water. As happens every now and then, you turn on the faucet and the water comes out, it's discolored, right? And the lady in charge of the mikveh turns on the faucet and goes away, right, till the mikveh fills up, right? And came back, it's Erev Shabbos, it was the men's mikveh, where the men come out of Shabbos to the mikveh, and the water, the men going to mikveh, I told them that it's you can be mekel to go on also, but for ladies mikveh would be a real problem.
So the water when it came down from the water that you were adding to fill up the mikveh was discolored.
A what?
The water. So, which water is discolored? The rainwater is discolored, or the water that you are adding to do the hashaka was discolored?
Right. The water that you're having in the mikveh.
Correct.
That's the mikveh which you go into.
Yeah.
That mikveh is Mayim Shuvim.
Right.
Right. It needs hashaka.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's the mikveh we're talking about. It should be okay. You made hashaka. Now it's kosher. Right. So he tells you, no, you can't do it because it is a Shinumara. Shinumara doesn't allow you to use the water. Chavtes, the last one in this, these halachas. Noflalo shlosha lugin yayin kilu lo nofal. Baby mokum hayayin, baby mokum hamayim. Right. It didn't change the mara. It doesn't say change the mara, but it's shlosha lugin. In gimel lugin, the mayim shuvim passes the mikveh. So yayin is also shuvim. Right. He says no. We said before, since if you're associated with the original gzeira about washing themselves after the going to the mikvahs that was so ruach, had a bad smell, right? They all use only clean water for that. That they wouldn't use a cocktail of wine and water, right? Therefore, it doesn't have the halacha of mayim shuvim. Didn't make the gzeira mayim shuvim on water that is wine, looks like wine, right? Even though it's not kosher water, it's still mayim shuvim. So if the mikveh didn't have memsor and you poured this in, right? The shaila will be, did you complete the mikveh with kosher water or not? As far as passing the mikveh, we will not make the gzeira because it doesn't look like water. Look at that. Noflo shosho yugin yayin, right? Ki'ilo lo nofal, umuto muto litfo. Bein b'mokam layayin, bein b'mokam amayim. Why? Because that didn't change the whole color, the whole color of the mikveh. Even where you're going in, there still looks like the, you can detect the wine, but the whole mikveh is okay. Hoya shov, the mikveh was not kosher yet. No, before hashoko. Vishiku, right? Heshi hashik b'mokom hayayin, zevezeh lo tir, hashik b'mokom hamayim, right? Mokom hamayim, right? I know, we sorry, we better get the punctuation in here. Zevezeh lo tir. Again. Visualize the case. The opening, the shroferes hanod that connects to the mikveh bashoko, right? That's going to kasha this mikveh. But right there is where she emptied out a cup of wine. So that water there looks like discolored water. The mokom hashoko. Look at it. Beishiku b'mokom hayayin, ze v'ze lo tiyer. If hishik b'mokom hamayim, mokom hamayim tiyer, mokom hayayin lo tiyer. If however they made a proper hashoka, but the place where the, and that's the metzius. Wine doesn't diffuse that rapidly, especially if it's good wine there. So it's still an area of discoloration. That area of discoloration should not be used for hashoka, should not be used for connecting to a kosher mikveh. These are all rabbonans, all, I said again, based upon that incident that we lived through for much of our lives where we had to make use of whatever unacceptable, aesthetically unacceptable mikvos. Finish off the Ramah. Mikveh chosel shenofo shom yayin v'nishtana mareyo. Now the mikveh cannot be used. It's doesn't look like water. Benafel Shom Gimalugin Maim Shuvim Ain Poslin. Very, very bright halacha. If it's not a mikveh, then I'm not going to make a gzeir against it. I want to teach you about Maim Shuvim, right? And you shouldn't be using Maim Shuvim instead of a mikveh. Therefore, when it is a kosher mikveh, Maim Shuvim passels it. When the mikveh isn't kosher for other reasons, then Maim Shuvim doesn't passel it either. Therefore, if the mikveh couldn't be used because it's discolored, and you put in Maim Shuvim, even though it didn't have memsor, so the Maim Shuvim, Gimel Lugin, should passel the mikveh. It doesn't passel the mikveh because the mikveh wasn't usable. Therefore, it's just you have Gimel Lugin of non kosher water in there, in the process of filling it. Discount that amount, and you put in Gimel Lugin of good water, you'll be mashlim the memsor. Look inside it. Mikveh choser sherefo shom yayin v'nishtana ma'areyo. So therefore it can't be used. It couldn't be used for two reasons. There was no memsor yet, and the color, now it was now discolored. V'nafo shom gimel lugin of good water, meaning white water, clear water, but mayim shuvim. So I have a mikveh that isn't yet a kosher mikveh, to which I added Gimel Lugin of Maim Shuvim, right? Then the whole mikveh should be posel. Ain't on poselin. Why? Because the mikveh couldn't be used because of discoloration. If the mikveh couldn't be used, then Maim Shuvim doesn't posel it. Then Gimel Lugin doesn't posel it. Gimel Lugin was to teach you, right, that you cannot go ahead and use it in lieu of a mikveh of memsor. And then, since you depended upon the Gimel Lugin Shuvim, Gimel Shuvim Shuvim has a bad reputation, it passes the whole mikveh. However, if I'll add now Gimel Lugin of kosher water, or make shomim, right? Then the whole mikveh is kosher. Why? The color disappeared. It dissipated, right? It finally dissolved out there. We're talking about there where there was visible amount of visible discoloration there. That dissipated there. But it didn't have memsor. It didn't have memsor, and Gimel Lugin went into it. The whole mikveh should be puzzled. He says, no. Mikveh when puzzled because it wasn't a kosher mikveh because of discoloration. So when the discoloration is taken into account, you just discount that. That is not a part of our mikveh. Right? So all you have in there is now a mikveh of 39 so. The Gimel Lugin of wine that went into the mikveh didn't passel the mikveh because there wasn't water. The Gimel Lugin, however, didn't complete the mikveh. It only had 39 sor to begin with. Therefore, if now I put in Gimel Lugin of make shomim, it's a kosher mikveh. You follow that? I'll repeat it to you.
Colored water would be no good, but wine would be okay.
No, wine. To use colored water is, we said, it was no good. You
right.
Can't go to a mikveh with colored water.
I was saying the
but here you have just temporarily, when I pour the wine into this mikveh of 39 so, right? At that point, the water is discolored. When it dissipates, the color will disappear too.
Right.
When that Gimel Lugin spreads out among memsor, there'll be no color. So then, when that happens, the mikveh becomes kosher again.
Right.
But I measure the mikveh, it has memsor, so I can use it. So no. Because the memsor was completed with the wine. The wine gave the volume for memsor. Therefore, if I go ahead, since I discount the wine as the psulugim lugin, and now I go ahead and I add gimel lugin of make shomim, everything is okay.
But if it were colored, if you had 39 sa of good water and gimel lugin of colored water, that would be no good.
That's the case. Give a look at a wine, which is colored,
right.
Colored water.
Consider
color,
right.
So where the color is, I can't make hashaka.
Right.
Okay. So tell me, what is it? Is it good water, bad water? You say, oh, it doesn't count. It's botel in 39. So now I have a mikveh of 40 so. I said, no. You can't make use of the puzzle of water. Right, to complete the mimsor, but it doesn't puzzle the whole mikveh. So I can take good water, make shomim, and add to it.
And whereas gimel lugin of mayim she'uvim
will puzzle the whole mikveh.
Puzzle, yeah.
That's the point. Okay. Now comes... I'm going to do it in a way, the way that you'll end up remembering is the sugya. Okay. Just for shock effect. Pick up the shach, the second of the big lines in the shach. Now we're going to talk about the use of snow, ice. Okay. So pick up just read that line. Kach kosa bechidushi reigo, b'shem harosh, v'lo timsa b'shum posek mefurish, the also tfilo bekulu shelig zulosi. You won't find anyone except for Rav Shmaryo the Mekel, or for Aruchoku all of Haborim Achov Kiyisa b'Mordechai, the Chaim Pasek Abayis Chodesh, etc. Shumotzosi Marvil, etc. And Marie Segel, right? What the heck is he talking about? Who is this guy Rav Shmaryo? A friend of his, and shall talk about. Talk about Rav Shmaryo. Who is he? Contemporary? What is it? Okay. So to understand the sugya, and no one does it this way, but I remember starting the sugya with my shrels. That's how. Okay. It started off, I got involved with my shrei, asking for some help on the sugya. Yeah. Because of that sefer, the Sefer Mayim Chaim, where he has that line, which I read to you last week, it said, Rov mikvos, he says, Shalonu is nasan mishelig. It's a contemporary there. What's he referring to? So I checked out Enochmami. If you look throughout the world, most likely, most mikvahs are not made from rainwater. Well, Europe, it doesn't rain in Europe. Plenty of rain in Europe. How come they didn't use rainwater? Because they couldn't do any construction. For rainwater, you have to do something up on the roof. You have to have some kind of piping that's kosher, right? And those mamzerim didn't let us. Right? You want to put a nail in the wall, you had to get permission from the communist government. Yeah. So they circumvented by using as much as they could on natural means. That brings us into the lakes and ponds, right? And into wintertime, when there is available a snowbank. Okay. For the married folks here. Yeah. I used to have a sign in my kitchen. I am the boss of this house, and I have my wife's permission to say so. This is an example of when a husband has control over a wife. So, big Mokom is a Mordechai that no one even goes back to find. Little Mordechai is in Hilchos Shabbos, in Masechet Shabbos, in Eilutomni. So this morning I had to drive a little faster, and I got it enough to the admission office to make use of their machine, because I had only my little Shabbos I took the copy from home. There, Boshem, I have no trouble reading little letters, but you may have, so I blew it up. This is a 180 magnification over what I brought in. Okay, look at Shin Lamed Beis. Okay. You all with me? Echad she'onas ishto ve'hitzil oso b'sheleg. She'eno mefusho. There ain't no mikveh in town. He wants to sleep with his wife. She couldn't get to a mikveh. Had a big snowfall. We have in Muncie, we have an 8-inch snowfall there. Then I let the people know they can go ahead and be toivel their dishes that are only midrabanan. They can toivel glass dishes, glass tumblers, etc. Can't table metal. But you can still go out instead of having to run to the mikveh on your back porch. You have 8 inches of snow, right? On the back porch, more than 40 saw. Right? So you go out, you travel the glass dishes, glass cups. Okay, that's you get a free heter, right? It's very helpful. You have Boshem, when you have children at home, there's always glasses that are breaking. And they have to be replaced. And you have to wait when you have time to go to the mikveh. Oh, Baruch Hashem, there's a snowfall. You take care of the glass. Okay? So only he did better it. There's no mikveh. So he dunked his wife. Not that she was happy to go into a snowbank. Remember, there, the snowbank usually is not the same temperature as the mikveh water. Therefore, the lotion. Echot she'onas ishto, v'hitl oso b'shelech, she'eno mefusho. Not that he made a mikveh from snow water, snow that melted to water. No. Pile of snow, push them into the snow pile. Okay. I'm sorry, I left out the beginning of the sentence. Masebol if nei Rabbi Shmaryo Mishapira. That's the Rabbi Shmaryo that the Shach is referring to. Everybody knows Rabbi Shmaryo. But everybody knows it's Mordechai. Nobody knows it. That's a separate problem. And Shapira was the great the great city of Talmid HaChomim that was destroyed by the, that was massacred by the Crusaders. Bodom echot she'on asishto v'ipilosu v'shelik she'ne mefusha. Right. He lets you know already what he's emphasizing. If it was a mikveh made from melted snow, he wouldn't have any problems. Mm-hmm. Problem is, it never melted. Umarzik memso. Behoro habenu simcha. She also lot tefila. Oh, those are the two poskim. From Shapiro, right? From Spiro, right? Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Simcha. Okay. They come down in our history. The Rayim in Mesichas Mikvos, the end of Mikvos, when they discuss this halacha of Shelig. Had we done an honest job on this, I would have. Maybe we should do it anyway. But run through the Mishnayos there on Mikvos. Yeah, but it takes a long time. Mikvos is not an easy learning. Disnan hasheleg v'abod malin hamikve v'lo poslin. Was malin mikve, they add to the memso. It doesn't puzzle. The mikveh. What are you talking about? It was snowing from the sky and snow fell into the mikveh? Not talking about that. You're talking about taking a shovel and shoveling snow into a mikveh, right? Oh, we got problems. But he hinted at it when we talked about if you deliver ice from to make into a mikveh, you have to be careful not to carry the ice in a keli. Why? If you carry it in a keli and it melts a little bit on the way, and you get gimel lugin of mayim shuvim, it'll pasul the mikveh. So you have to make sure you're dealing with a clean menukov, holes at the bottom so that there's no accumulation of water. All right? Almo muto litvo b'shelik. Now, what are we talking about? Leker lemeimo de behufshuru. We're not talking about that they will, the snow melted already. No. I'm talking about a pile of snow. And get into a pile of snow. Doz pshita habe kemoshamayim. Then it's snow that melts, that's rainwater. Marabalezer. I don't know what the verse is. I assume it means me beis ha-sefer, beis ha-sforim, or something. Reference to something. Mefarash ha-im, zot mikvoros, she-meisi, Irish, she-hufshuru. No nonsense. To go into a snowbank while it's still in the status of snow, that's not good. We're talking about he took snow and let it melt. The Oz Pshita have a Kemosha Amayim, he said, the Rabbez of Mesim Torah Hayid Mesim Kol, Shehuv Shru, Vho Kamash Malan, the Aim Din Shuvim Aleihem. Oh, he's telling you the Halacha, that it doesn't have a din of Shuvim. You know why? Because it doesn't have a din of Mayim. And it doesn't have a din of Mayim, you can't use it for mikveh. Snow is not water. Therefore, snow doesn't become shuvim when I carry it, I put it into something. Right? However, I can't go into a snowbank because snow is not water. The Gam Rabbeinu Simcha. That he took it chiloso. He said that it's kosher. to go in a snowbank. Ulbesov chozabo. Ki efsha shekola sheleg ole lememso yagir bevisova. What is he saying? People are familiar with the Mordechai. It's the one of always that any sugi is, you miss out if you don't learn the Mordechai. Right? What's he saying?
Little stick and be a chatzitza and the rest of the.
Better. A hezbo is the snowflakes, right, are each discrete. There is no chibur. In water, there's a chibur. Memsor is a chibur called memsor. But since snow has discrete particles, there is no chibur. Therefore, I don't have an accumulation of memsor until the snow will thaw, will melt. Then I get memsor. That's what he's saying here. Right? Shekol ha-shalolei memsor yagi b'psolo. How much could be against her skin? The part of the snow that touches her skin and melts on the skin, that's not memsor, that's an eighteenth of a saw or something. The old Amrinan, a Madvilan be keeping, right. No, fully knows what it means, but the refers to the way you, in order to be able to get into the snow, you have to convolute yourself, right, to get in. You can't be in the snowbank standing up. Begam litol yadayim beklimole sheleg, and that's where the second sugi comes in. The same halacha of mikveh we have in the tilas yadayim lesuda. So here you have now a nice shayla. Some of our boys, those who are not fully sane, right here in the yeshiva, go skiing in between terms. Right? You know who they are. They all come back with a cast on the leg. You went skiing. But even when you go skiing, you also get hungry. So you have a sandwich in your knapsack. Right? You're out on the ski slope, and you want to eat your sandwich. But there's no water around. You know, there are no faucets out on the ski slopes. Right? Well, plenty of snow. Can I dunk my hands in the snow if Felix should die? What if I was at the seashore and I don't have a cup? No problem. You could use the ocean and make a bracha al tefillah shadayim. What can you do with the snow? That's the dimya now. Is there? Begam lito yadayim b'kli mole sheleg hamachzik revius kach hadin, meaning it would not be kosher. You couldn't fill up a container and then stick your hands in and make a bracha al netila shadayim, because it's water. It's not water. It's snow. The snow is not water. Ice chips. Back four. I never know what that was. There's shelley and there's water and there's kerach. What is four? Something in between.
Slush.
Huh?
Like slush.
Layer of frost, barmelach, and salt, which is no explanation for that. They had in their mind that when you rub salt between your palms, it creates moisture. Because the salt comes from the water. It creates moisture because your skin gives off the moisture because of the salt. But you have it in Sugintilis and Daim. Melech says you cannot use melech for Nitilas and Daim, even though it seems to be a source of moisture. But it doesn't come from the rock salt. Right? The moisture comes from your skin. Next. Batit shuov ksas, or mud, which is only a little thick. I'm not talking about taking a hunk of mud like you use for a mud pie, but no, we're talking about water which has in it a lot of sand suspended. Afilu yeshbo rakos sheyecholu laviko mikli el kli. It's such a loose mud that I can pour. If it pours, it's like liquid. You visualize, if I had mud that's dry, I can't pour it from one clay to another clay. But if there's enough moisture in it, enough water dissolved in it, I can go ahead and pour. So that's almost watery, right? Ain she'iva posam behem. Number one, it doesn't make Isul of Shol. Shimshov me'elu lemikveh achoseh lo pasul. It's not mayim shuvim. V'lo'od ela afilu, and that's the punchline you'll get, the last line will stop after this. Afilu also kol ha'mikveh misheleg okfor obogod she'iviu b'kli v'yoso man mikveh. It's kosher. Why? He'viu b'kli, it wasn't water. So it wasn't called she'uvim, right? And they went ahead and they made it into a mikveh, melted, everything is fine. So sheleg is not water. Therefore, you can carry it bekli, and it won't be called mayim she'uvim. If you got to be careful while carrying it, it starts melting. You may get up and give lugin, so you make sure there are holes in there, that the water doesn't accumulate. Then comes the next line, the Mechaber, that the Gemara.
Should I sign here something?
Please. Okay. Make that chapter 24. Ushemeshaya shir hamikveh b'sheleg yimor chalolo t'chila. Okay, we'll elaborate on that there. This lady that this tzaddik forced to go into a snowbank in order to table herself, right? How did you measure that there was memsor in the snowbank? Yeah, only if you could compress, you make a snowball out of it. If you make a snowball out of it, then I have the air out of the picture. The fact that snow is more expansive than water, that occupies more volume than water, that's not relevant. That doesn't affect halacha. But I can't have open spaces in between the snow. So when we talk about snow memsor, I'm referring to snow memsor that was compressed. Not it has to be compressed, that if compressed, it will measure memsor. Okay? That's where we're up to. We'll stop here. All right, Mitzvah Shem. I'll give you some more on the snow business. There's another.